Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. But why is that? Because there's so many alcoholics? Or so you went to the after parties. These type of places, they attract so many random people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of crime also. So be careful.
What?
Yeah.
I think this is a private party.
I run over to the group and I just started pushing guys off of this dude. Like
a guy that got robbed. Do you remember that?
Just too close and too intimate. I don't know you. Like, back up. I need my space.
Yeah. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Because I normally go by myself because no one else knows how to dance. So
thank you. Do you have any advice for someone who's new in Lisbon and wants to explore nightlife?
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hello guys and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the nightlife in Lisbon. And honestly, I can't believe that we still didn't talk about this topic, right? Yeah. Because summer is over, like party season is already over.
Yeah.
And now we're diving into the nightlife topic. Mm-hmm. And in the last episode we spoke about the gay scene. Mm-hmm. The LGBTQ scene. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying it now right. And today it's time for another scene. It's the nightlife scene. Mm-hmm. So let's dive into
let's
it.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. There we go. Everybody now knows that you're from LA. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all very curious to hear about how nightlife is there. Because if I'm speaking for myself, when I watch movies about LA and Hollywood and nightlife there, I'm always like, ooh, especially like the older movies.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious, and I'm sure our listeners too, if it's really like in the movies. And yeah, how you experience nightlife there, if you are like a person going out or not.
Well, I moved to LA when I was 22. Mm-hmm. So I experienced the nightlife.
The prime years.
In LA. I would say, yeah, it is pretty much similar to what you see in the movies. The only thing in LA is like the nightlife, it ends at 2 a.m.
Oh, why?
Because that's the liquor laws.
What's that? We don't have that.
So, so they can't serve liquor after 2 a.m.
Really?
So because they can't serve liquor after 2 a.m., the place closes.
But it's literally like by law that they
can. By law. So in California, you can't serve liquor after 2 a.m. There's other states where you can serve later. It just depends on the state.
Okay.
Some states don't serve liquor on Sundays. Like, you can't even go to the store on Sunday to get it. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But why is that? Because there's so many alcoholics? Or
no.
Oh.
I believe it stems from, like, religion. And
really?
Religious, like...
Well, if I think about LA, like, I don't think about religion, to be honest, but...
I think it stems from, like... Because also, back in the day, we had, like, prohibition. Mm-hmm. In America in like the 20s, I believe it was the 20s. But there's always been this thing with alcohol in America. So there's always been lots of laws around it. But like, because in Missouri, the club stayed open, I think, to like 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Mm.
But in California, that was actually a shock for me from when I moved from Missouri to California. Everything closed at 2 a.m. Yeah. I was like, 2 a.m.?
You were like ready for nightlife at 22 and then they closed at 2.
I'm like, this is L.A. What? That's
like entering your granny era at 22.
I know. But wow. So yeah, so everything closes at 2 a.m. So then what people would do is have like after parties at mansions and things, like go to the after parties, or there are some like underground clubs that are like the after parties, but you got to know people to get into them, kind of thing.
But that's illegal basically.
Yeah,
but didn't it happen that there was like a police intervention or something that I would find out?
No,
so it's not that strict maybe.
Yeah, no. I mean, yes, but no, because it's like a private establishment and you're not paying to go to the establishment because mostly it's like a private type of thing, so they can't get in trouble.
And also people didn't snitch you.
No, no one's going to snitch because then the party would be over.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like the neighbors or just...
Well, it depends on if you're like... at a mansion party, like an after party type of thing. I think, I don't know, maybe the neighbors would call, maybe they won't, but I mean, if you have a mansion, you have a lot of space pretty much. Well, some not so much in LA. It depends.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah.
It's getting more expensive.
But yeah, I mean, but still, even though the clubs close at 2 a.m., people still party till late in L.A.
So you went to the after parties?
I did. And back in my 20s, yeah, I did. I went to a few of the after parties, but mostly I would just go to the club.
Yeah.
And then go home, get some food and be out.
And have an early night.
An early night, yeah. What is it like for, in comparison from the Netherlands to here?
Pretty strange, because the city where I come from, like in the north of Netherlands called Groningen, that city is known for not really having a closing time.
Oh.
And you can literally like party until 9 a.m. or something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I'm kind of shocked by your story.
That is insane. That is crazy. And you can buy alcohol all night long.
Yeah, because if you go in the morning to like a terrace or something, you can already order it if you want. I mean, there's never a restriction for alcohol. Yeah. There only was in COVID times. That was also really strange for me because it was the first time experiencing that you couldn't buy alcohol after a certain... hour, but I was in the supermarket.
Why did they have the restriction in COVID, during COVID time?
Because when you drink alcohol, you're more sensitive to get COVID.
Oh.
You know, like...
So they did it for a medical reason.
No, yeah, it was more like their thought behind it was like, yeah, when you have the restriction at a certain time, and people cannot buy it, they won't throw a party or something. But I mean, you can go in the morning to buy alcohol and still throw a party in the evening. So it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But in regards to like the alcohol thing, it's actually funny because I have a friend, she's from Lithuania. Mm-hmm. And she told me that... in Lithuania, there's also like restrictions on buying alcohol because people are very depressed in the winter, like suicidal.
Oh.
And then after a certain time, they can't buy alcohol in the evening anymore because everybody's alcoholic. So that's also why I asked you, like, is everybody alcoholic? Because it's literally...
But if you're an alcoholic, you're going to stock up. Exactly. If you know it's going to close at a certain time, so it's not really going to make a difference.
Exactly. That's also what she said. But that's also like how the law there is.
Mm.
So yeah, that's crazy. But in regards to like my hometown, I don't know if we shared this on the podcast already, but we both worked in nightlife.
I don't know. If mine wasn't really nightlife. It was a bar, but it was like at a sports bar. It wasn't like a club.
No, but
Actually, wait.
But people would go there to party, right? So,
Yeah, before going to like, because it was right outside the Staples Center, which is in LA. It's where the Lakers would play and there would be concerts and things like that. So okay. It was like a pre thing to go out kind of thing. But I did do cocktail serving at more of a nightlife kind of bar. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
So that was something else.
That was something else, yeah.
Okay. And the sports bar, what time would they close?
10 or 11.
Oh, but that's really early.
Mm-hmm. Well, in LA, it's like...
yeah, that's true. That's like normal time. Yeah. Yeah. So then people would have like a couple of hours to go to the club and then that also would close?
Mm-hmm. At 2:00.
That's crazy. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm.
So people literally in LA would go to the club at like 11, 12. So you only had like 2 hours to party.
Yeah.
At the club and then you had to leave.
Well, if you dance the whole time and you go crazy, I mean, a couple of hours is enough. Mm-hmm. At least on our age now. But I'm not sure if we would think the same if we were 22.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... 22, I actually worked in nightlife in that club. And the club where I worked was open from 11. So literally when you your bar would close, my shift would start. Yes. And sometimes my shift wouldn't even start at 11 because you had also these special weeks. We have Kei week and then you have like new students coming in town. Mm-hmm. And then we would have like... 6-day work week in the club and it was open every day from Monday to Saturday, I think, or maybe even a day more.
What time of year was this?
It's in August when the new students are coming for September.
Yeah.
So
it's before they start school.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a party yeah. before school.
It's
starts.
Kind of an introduction week. And sometimes when I worked in that week, sometimes my shift would start at 2.
2 a.m.?
Yeah, and then it would end at 11 or something.
11?
With like cleaning and everything. And I had even some colleagues that fell asleep during the shift. It was so bad.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but the funny thing... Well, now I literally don't want to think about it anymore. But at that time, because the club where I worked, the regular times was from 11 to 5. And then you could still go with your colleagues to another party because there's not really a closing time. Mm-hmm. So people would also go like after their shift to another place to party. Well, now I'm like, okay,
I mean, I can't.
But in,
like in the bartender world, the server type of world, everyone would always hang out afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
The shift kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the fact that you're going to work at like 2:00 in the morning, you still have the energy to go out after your shift at 5 or 11 or
no what? if that was like the special was like one night of that week that was like the night, you know, and that was like all the people from all the other bars, they would also come to the club. It was kind of the special event of that week. But normally it would be from 11 to 5, so then your shift would never start at 2. It would always start at 11, 12, or 1. But still, yeah, sometimes you had to work. I mean, you still had to clean after. So it was never, almost never that you were like off at 5. Mm-hmm. It was mostly 6:30 or 6, depending on how much you had to clean and how many people were working. So yeah, in general, it was.
And how many shifts did you work at that job in a week?
Normally it would be 2 nights a week, like Thursday and Saturday, because that would be the only nights that the club was open.
Oh, okay.
Because Thursday was the student night, because the students go out during the week, and then Saturday was more like people from outside the city, like the tourists and just a bit older people. But you also had these special nights when they would have like a special artist and they had also 40 plus parties. So then I went there one time with my parents. That was really funny. With your parents. And also they went there when I was working. It was super funny. So sometimes, and those special nights were always on a Friday. So sometimes I had to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mostly it was Thursday, Saturday, but also for a lot of time I worked only the Saturday because I didn't want to work with students anymore. I couldn't handle it anymore. It was just too much work for too little money that night. So I was like, let me just do the Saturday, and if not, I'll just quit. And then they gave me only the Saturdays because Saturdays were quite fun, and it was always like more respectful people, more grown-up people. And yeah, I worked on a VIP. I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a whole different vibe if you have more mature people.
Yes.
So
yes. Yeah, that was absolutely.
That yeah, was a lot better.
Okay.
So it's funny that this question, we only talked almost about our work and not about actually going out.
That's true.
Because we didn't have time. We were always working. Well, you could still go out after your shift.
I went out, but I didn't start bartending until... Did I start in my... I don't fucking remember.
Long time ago, guys.
But when I came to LA, I was all on the party scene. I was like going out like all the time because I was like, I'm in LA, I want to go out. So we were going to all the hot spots. So that was just fun.
Yeah can imagine.
And I did some after parties, but not that many. I mostly just went to the club, and then after the club, you know, you go get some snacks. And then you go home.
Yeah.
So our nights ended pretty early compared to yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even on the nights that you were working, you were still earlier in your bed than I was.
Yes. I know. All right, let's go on to the next one.
We didn't touch on how it is different in Lisbon, because it was usually like the initial question was to compare like our experience from our home country and nightlife in Lisbon.
Okay. Well, I would say here in Lisbon, everything starts late compared to me from LA. I feel like people, they don't go to the club here until midnight. And that's kind of like hard for me because I'm like, I have to wait till midnight to go out.
Literally.
And then by that time, I'm like, you get comfortable on the couch and you're like knocked out and you're like, oh, I missed it, you know? But yeah, so the time difference is a big thing here. And then the clubs stay open late here too, like till 6 a.m.
What time?
A.m.
6? Which clubs?
I think, isn't like the one that we went to together? Wasn't it open till 6?
Yeah, I think that one is 2, or is it 5? Or is it 6? Yeah. Something like 5 or 6. Yeah. Late. Same. Too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would say that would be the difference for me coming from LA, is that everything, because normally like back in LA, you would go either have dinner beforehand or you would go like pre-drink at a bar. But you would have to do like, it was more like you start at happy hour because everything closed so late. I mean, so early, you would start at happy hour. So then by the time you went to the club, you're like, you're good to go. You've been partying this whole time.
That's true.
You're done at 2 a.m. Whereas here, you have to start late. Like, you go to dinner at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
to be able to go to the bar or the club after dinner.
Yeah, if you want to go in, like, one shot, then if you don't go home or anywhere else in between, you have to eat pretty late.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or if you just, let's say you don't want to go to dinner, you just want to meet up beforehand, you have to start it. Midnight.
True.
So that's late for me.
Yeah I understand. I
think, what about for you? It's kind of similar, is it or no?
Yeah, in regards to the time, it's pretty similar. And also when I was younger, I mean, I was really used to kind of filling this gap between dinner and going out, because in general people in the Netherlands, they eat quite early. So then I would have like kind of like a whole work day in between before I could go to party, because I mean the clubs, they open at 11, but there's no one there. So it starts to get like more crowded from Yeah, it depends a bit on the club. Mm-hmm. But I would say around one or two.
Yeah, I feel so, like that's like that here. Because if you come to a club at midnight, you're going to be the only one there.
Literally. So that's where, that's exactly the same as it was in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you said, when you have dinner here later, I think
it helps.
It really helps. Because in the Netherlands, I would have my dinner so early. And then I would be like, okay, what are we going to do now? And I would just go home, take a nap, get my makeup, invite friends to pre-drinks.
It's like this whole long process. You have to wait just to go out.
Yeah, but I didn't experience it back then. Now I do, because we're older now. And it's like, mm-hmm. as soon as the sun sets, I don't want to leave my house anymore. But when I was younger, it was like, I don't know, that whole excitement and like whatever the night will bring, whatever. So it was like, okay, we just go home. And that whole process of getting ready was a lot of fun. But now I'm like so simple with my makeup and everything. I'm like, I literally don't care. So I'm like super fast.
I know, it literally takes me like 5 minutes to get ready. Because as long as I already know what I'm going to wear, I literally take true. 5 minutes. So
yeah, so now it's like, okay, what am I going to do with all that time? But I feel like here, it depends a bit on where you go, like in regards to the closing time, because I think in Bairro Alto it closes earlier, but that's normal true. Because it's like in a neighborhood
where people live. Yeah.
But I think in the Pink Streets, the bars are open later, right? But I'm not sure what time. I think it depends also a bit on the bar. And if you go to like a specific type of event, a specific type of place that is not on these like bar streets, they can have their own closing times. They decide themselves. So then you can party even later.
But like the clubs here, I feel like they're open at least till 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think also 4 or 5, some even 6. So
yeah,
if they are a bit like further out of the...
along the water.
Yeah, all of especially along there. The water. Because I remember one time that we also went to a club there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're gonna, maybe we will touch on that later. So I think
we
can move on, right?
All right. So, well, what was one of your most memorable or unexpected experiences in nightlife here in Lisbon?
Ooh. I think there's multiple, but what comes to mind immediately is the time that we accidentally went to an organized party. It was like
a private party.
Private party, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was the word I was looking for. A private party. And we didn't know, of course, that it was a private party. We were just, I remember we were looking for a nice place to have a drink and maybe have a little dance, because it was like around 12 or something, 11. It was not that late.
Because we had dinner and then we went for drinks to one place, there. And then we wanted to go somewhere else after. So it wasn't that late.
Around midnight? Yeah, I think around midnight. We were just walking and then we heard some nice music and there were people standing outside and it looked really like like a nice vibe.
Yeah.
So we just entered and then I went to the bar and I asked you, like, we were also with another friend, and I asked you both, oh, do you want to drink something? And I went to the bar and I did my order, and then the guy said to me, what do you want? It's free. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, nothing is free. Like, what is this about? And I was like, oh, whatever. Just order and then I will see what I have to pay. So I just ordered some cocktails or something. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to me. And I was like, this is so strange. Like, I never get a free drink.
And then she came and brought us the drinks. I was like, well, how much was it? And she's like, it was free. I was like, free?
Yeah. And I was
and
like,
and I was like, I started to look around a little bit more and I noticed that the table was like set, like it was like they
was
had
food.
Like a party, and it was like set up in a way that it's like a private party type of thing. And I was like, Ooh. I think this is a private party.
But it was so funny because we just entered. There was no one saying hello or who are you or no one spoke to us.
Yeah. And it was just like they assumed that we were just a part of the party.
Yeah, I think so. And also I think we didn't really... how do you say that? We didn't really stand out because I feel like the people that were there, they were not super young, not super old. They were just dressed just nice, not like extremely like chic and also not trashy, just a bit in between, a bit casual. But still, like, some people were wearing heels and it was just a cute party. And I don't know, we didn't look strange there.
Probably. I think it also helped that we're female. So that
Yeah,
helped.
Of course.
They're not going to turn away, you know, women.
No.
So, yeah, we found out it was a private party. Yeah.
And people were just looking at us smiling. You were like,
yeah, everybody was having a good time.
Yeah, it was a really good party.
And then it ended, right?
Yeah. Or did we leave? I think it ended, but we were like vibing and dancing and drinking all that free cocktails. And then suddenly like people started leaving and I think they stopped the music also. Yeah. And then we were like, okay, maybe we should go because maybe in the end they will find out that we were never invited.
Yeah, I think we went home after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was... That was one thing about partying in Lisbon that I would not forget.
Yeah.
How about you?
I would say, so if you've watched the bonus, you will hear this story again. But it's the most memorable experience that I've had here since going out. Basically, me and a friend of mine, we went to a bar for karaoke because I love karaoke, and after the bar we are outside, it starts to rain. So we both call cars, and as we're waiting for our car we see like these guys and they're like yelling at each other and like taunting each other, like wanting to try and like fight. And I was like, oh my goodness, here we go. So they started like fighting, and then some people came and broke it up a little bit. And then two of the guys from one on each side was getting like super salty. And like one guy was like completely wasted. And he looked like he was a tourist. Oh. And he was with some friends, but it didn't seem like they were really like supporting him in a way to like protect him. Because the next thing I know, I see him going over to the guys that they were fighting with earlier, and the next thing I know is he's on the ground and they're just like kicking and like punching him, and I'm like, what the fuck? So literally I'm not thinking, I run over to the group and I just started pushing guys off of this dude. Like, I don't know what happened, who was right, who was wrong. It's just all I saw was this guy was on the ground getting his head like kicked in. And I'm like, I'm not going to just sit here and watch this. So like I just started pushing guys off, and then like I'm saying, get back. And they were speaking, I think Portuguese, I don't know. They were speaking something. I didn't understand what they were saying, but I was just saying, get the fuck back, like get off, like move. And they were moving, thank goodness, because and then what was great was that my friend, she like literally was like right behind me. Like I didn't say anything to her. I was just like watching. And then when I saw it happen, I just went zoom. And then I heard that she was behind me too. So then she was like pushing guys off. So we both are just like these two females pushing these dudes who are just like having like an ego type of fight.
Probably.
And I remember saying at one point, I was like, this is just ego. Like I'm like having a therapy session with the
literally free therapy for the guys.
I know.
Oh my god.
So we literally just stopped the fight, and then we walked back to our prospective corners waiting for our Uber, and then got in our Ubers and went home.
Wow. And where was it? In Bairro Alto? Or was it in Pink Street?
It was in Bairro Alto. Yeah.
Wow.
It was at an Irish bar. So I don't know, the other guy, he seemed like he was like maybe British or mm-hmm. I don't know, from somewhere. But you know, guys, they fight over the littlest things, especially when it comes to alcohol. And
yeah, and especially in that area, I feel like in Bayou Alto and
King and guys Street, are just looking for a reason to fight.
Yeah, if you like touch someone or you're like looking at them the wrong way,
yeah,
you it's can like, already get like in a fight.
It's like they have so much like pent up anger that they're just like waiting for a reason to get rid of it. I don't know.
Some people go out to fight, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you always have to be careful.
Yeah.
And I remember also one time when we went out, there was a guy that got robbed. Do you remember that? I was with you.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were walking home.
Yeah.
And then we see this girl running, right? No, the guy was running. Were the guy running and then the girl was running? And we were trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And I think, did the girl steal the guy's wallet and he was running after her?
Yes. It was the opposite way as you would probably expect.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of female pickpocketers also in Lisbon. And it was a girl who stole the guy's phone.
Yeah. Did he get it back?
I don't remember because I said to you, like,
yeah, we were like, let's
keep
get out of
walking,
here.
Walking, like, don't look, don't engage because we've both worked in
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. We have both worked in nightlife, so we know that things can get pretty crazy and it can happen like this in split seconds.
Yeah.
There can be a fight or just.
Yes, because it's
danger.
Like people. Under the influence of alcohol, anything can happen.
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned the bonus episode. I think it was bonus episode 2 that we also spoke about memorable moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have this giveaway that we're giving away our 10 bonus episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are still spots available, so if you want, you can still sign up for to get free access to the bonus episodes.
Yes.
Because we have 10 episodes where we dive deeper into the topic of the main episode and where we get more personal, more vulnerable, and we share even more.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sign up through the link below, and we have only 25 spots available.
Yes. Yeah, so get in while you can.
Yes, because it's going to get juicy.
Yes,
really
yes, yes, yes.
I don't even watch the bonuses back because I'm so... It's too cringy. It's like too much. I'm like... So
oh my gosh.
I'm an oversharer. Mm-hmm. And I know that, but sometimes I feel like I'm not aware.
You forget that you're on camera and the world is going to see this.
Yes. Yeah, so the bonus is where the magic happens.
Yes.
Right. Ooh. What's your favorite type of nightlife in Lisbon? Could be like bar, rooftop, club, salsa parties.
My favorite type of nightlife in Lisbon is anywhere where there's salsa dancing. You knew it. Yeah. Mm. So it could be a rooftop. It could be a club. It could be on the street.
Could be a park.
Yeah. Because they do actually have them like at little kiosks. Mm-hmm. They do have salsa parties there. So
true. Yeah.
Anywhere there's salsa dancing, I'm there.
So if you want to meet April, go to a salsa place. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. What about for you?
I mean, some months ago we went to that boat party.
Oh yeah.
And that's still like fresh in my mind because I really liked the concept and it was like the overall vibe was so cozy because it's just the same people that you went on the boat with. They are there the whole night. It's like you were with
stuck.
The same group. You're stuck. And also,
it's
I
like
mean,
a cruise.
Yeah. And also, you couldn't leave earlier, so that was also like you couldn't say I want to go. So I was like, okay, let's stay until the end.
That was actually my first time doing a boat party.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me
it
too.
It was fun
Yeah, it was really good. And I remember when we were already like back in Lisbon at like the at the port, and everybody was getting off the boat, and I was enjoying myself so much. I even danced when the boat was already like, how do you call it? Parked? No, not parked, but you know what I mean.
Because they were still playing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun. So I would say like definitely that I explored now like the boat parties, and I would love to have more boat parties next summer. It's really a vibe. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I think it doesn't really matter for me if it's like a rooftop, a club, or a bar, as long as the vibe is a bit intimate. Mm-hmm. Because those big ass clubs, I don't really feel, I wouldn't say I feel uncomfortable there, but it's just these type of places, they attract so many random people, and not in a bad way, but it's just, I don't really feel my vibe there or something, because there's so many different people, they play so much different music, it's like I cannot really get in my zone, so I prefer those a bit more intimate
and then
places that are smaller,
that knows that you already know like the type of music that's gonna be there, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I would say that I really love the rooftops here. The rooftops are a vibe in Lisbon. You have to do a rooftop.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's, I like it because it's just chill, it's pretty view.
Yes,
but I feel like I want to go to more rooftops, because I feel like I've only been to a couple.
Yeah, I feel the same, because I remember we went to a rooftop when it was still like cold. It was
April. But I don't think, did we go to any when it was warm?
We didn't. I just realized now, but that's also because we started the podcast in summer.
We did.
And I feel like whole like half of July and August.
Yeah, we were just like,
I don't know what I was doing. Yeah. Podcast. I mean, of course, we did fun things. We went to happy hour, went to the beach, and we went to some parties, went to a boat party. So we did still a lot of things. But I feel like when I look back at it, I feel like I wish I did more in the summer, like when the weather was still good.
Yeah, and I wanted to do one of the beach parties, and I actually never did one of the beach parties.
We never did anything.
We were grandmas, I guess.
Yeah, and business owners. I know. So
exactly.
When you have your own business, then sometimes
that's how it goes.
There's just not enough hours in the week. And we were also really tired at a certain point. And it was 38 degrees, so we were also like,
it was too hot to do anything.
It was too hot to go to the rooftops, and now it's too cold. So I don't know when we should
have done. Like, I feel like we still have time, because it's been raining this past week here in Lisbon, but when the clouds do let up, it's still really nice.
That's true. And then we can go for day drinking, which is even better.
I love day drinking. That's my favorite.
Then we can
as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Because then I can still go to bed at a reasonable time.
Exactly. And we can have tea after and still be good, you know?
I love my tea.
Okay. Oh, love it. Okay.
All right. Okay, what do you love most about nightlife in Lisbon? And what do you dislike?
Yeah, I think for me it took a really long time to kind of like grow in the nightlife here, because I'm already living here for almost 1.5 years, and I think it's only been from this summer that I discovered finally the type of parties that I like, because in Lisbon I would say like the majority of the parties is like techno music or house music, and that's just not my vibe. Like, I don't know how that's supposed to be a party, you know? Like, I just don't understand. And I have tried, because in the Netherlands, techno and house also really big. And I had like ex-boyfriends and friends that like that type of music. So sometimes I was like, okay, maybe I should get out of my comfort zone and go there and blah, blah, blah. So I did try my best, but it never got to me. So in general, I would say what I love about Lisbon is that there's a lot of variety.
Mm, yes.
So that makes it, I think, well, apparently not easy to find what you're looking for because it took me a year. But I think in general here...
But how much were you really searching?
Well, the problem was I also didn't know where to search for it.
Mm.
Because I remember my friend, my Portuguese friend, I told her about the parties that I would usually go to in the Netherlands. And then she would send me this Instagram and I had to find, like, through the tagged post, I found a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then that place, there were certain types of parties organized. So then I went to the place and then I found the party.
Mm.
And then I finally saw, like... the thing. So I think it took me like hours of research on one day to kind of like, I was like, okay, now I'm gonna really sit for it and I'm not gonna stop before I found something that I wanted to go to, because I was like, it should be possible to go to another party that's not like house or techno, because I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but I really like dance hall, reggaeton, hip hop, R&B, urban, more in that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I really struggled with finding it here.
Mm. But that's kind of strange because it's like such a mixture of nationalities and just like a mixture of everything here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it took you that long.
Yeah, me too.
Because I found salsa immediately.
Yeah.
But and I was actually surprised how big it is here.
Mm.
So it's a really big scene here, which I love. But I do have to say this. When I came here on vacation, I was searching and I only found one place. And when I went, it was just Kizomba.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of Kizomba before until then.
But that's a type of dance,
I was like,
right?
It is, and I don't really like it that much because it just feels
too
intimate.
Yeah.
And it's like you're not really moving. So I'm like, I have to dance with this person like this. And you're just moving just a little bit. And I'm like, this is awkward.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I always call it the dry, horny dance. Because it's kind of horny. But you're with your clothes. So it's like,
you know. Yeah, and like, it's just too close and too intimate. I don't know you. Like, back up. I need my space.
Yeah.
Like, with salsa, I can, like, get my space, you know? Like, you're not on me. Like, bachata, I can get a little close. But I kind of, like, tell you, like, okay, back up. You're getting too close.
Okay.
But... yeah, Kizombi is just like,
mm-hmm.
So when I came here on vacation, I found this place and they were just playing mostly Kizomba.
Kizombi. Halloween. It's Halloween tomorrow. Kizombi. Would be a great Kizomba party team name, right?
Oh, yeah, Kizombi. That would be. But it was like when I got there, they were just playing that the whole time. I was just like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Time to go, yeah.
But so once I moved here, I did more research and then I found the places.
But I
used like Facebook and to find it.
Yeah. But I feel like you have to do some type of research if you don't like the
techno
general
house
clubs.
Yeah.
Because I remember we went to K Urban.
Yeah.
Because a friend, like my Portuguese friend, she recommended it because I said, like, I don't really like house and techno. I want just something to dance on, you know? Just more of a beat and, like, also the 2000s hits we really like. So then we went there and it was... K-Urban was K-House, like,
but
literally.
But no, when we first got there, they were playing really good music.
Yeah, that's true. But that was to warm up.
But it was like, they kind of do this too in the States too. They play the really good music beforehand, like all the hits. And then 1 o'clock is just like techno house the rest of the time. I'm just like,
yeah, because they close at 2, so they want people to leave.
I know, but they were actually doing good at first. It was like, even when we were in line, because I remember I was like, yeah, oh, that's my song, that's my jam, let's go. We get in, they play like 1 or 2 songs, and then it was just like techno house. We're like, what the fuck,
literally. And I remember I sneaked up the DJ booth because I was like, I'm just gonna ask that girl if she has like something else, you know. And then I was just standing there. No one said anything to me. They were just like, whatever. And then I was like by the DJ, like, hello. And I asked her, like, do you also have like some reggaeton or just something else? Like, you know? And then the security guy came up to me, like, what are you doing? I was like, well, I just have a question. But of course that didn't work, because I think the most people that go there, they probably like it. I don't know.
I would suggest this because I actually went to a bar or a club. I'm sorry, a club called Trumps, and it's a gay club. And I would say you're more likely to get the better music there than if you go anywhere else. Because I actually had a really good time. They played like all the good hits.
Okay.
At Trump's, because we actually went for George's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And actually had a lot of fun. We danced like the whole night.
Oh, I really want to go there.
They never did any like house or techno.
Where is it?
It's actually right near my house.
Oh my God. We've never been there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We should go one time with George and Miguel if they want. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, I feel like Miguel probably wouldn't want to go, but.
No, he likes the old.
But he likes the really oldies. Yeah. But. They do play, well, I didn't play oldies.
Well, he can do a request at the DJ like I did.
And then they had like a drag show. It was like so much fun.
Cool. Yeah. I've never been to a drag show.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you have that in my hometown. I mean, you have it in Amsterdam.
I mean, it's like, huge in LA, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they. They probably have it, but I don't know.
It was a lot of fun, I would say that. So
first for everything.
Yeah. So I guess. If you don't find a place that has the music that you like, your best bet is to go to a gay club.
Yeah. Gay nightlife. I want to try. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Good tip. Mm-hmm. And is there anything you dislike?
I would say what I like and dislike is kind of the same thing in regards to how late everything is open. I like that it's open later than it was in LA. So if you do want to stay out a little later, it's easy. But I also don't like that it starts so late too, because then if you don't want to have a late night, you kind of don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially, yeah, if you want to go to a club, then
you have to go like late, like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, you really have to prepare for it because the next
mentally
day, yeah, because the next day you're dead, so yeah,
I know. Yeah, so I would say that,
yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, for me, I'm used to it, so I would not really, I mean, if the party is really good, it's still worth it for me, but then I have to go to a party that plays my music, because otherwise I know already I won't. Yeah. It's not worth it to stay up until that late.
No, if they're playing music you don't like. Now, if it was a salsa club that goes till 6 a.m., I would probably stay. No.
Right? I understand. Yeah. Because it has to be like your vibe.
Yeah.
In order for you to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the only thing about here and the nightlife here, it's like I have to get myself out of the house. Once I'm out of the house, I'm good.
Yeah.
But if I get to a point where I get comfortable.
Oh, girl.
In the house, then it's like, it's hard to get myself out. But I have to like.
It's really hard.
I have to be really focused and be like, okay, I'm going. If I have to like drink some coffee or start playing music like way beforehand, just to make sure I don't like get tired or get into the comfortable zone.
Yeah, of course. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing, right? It's kind of an evening, whole evening schedule. It's like is. Starts with a dinner and then the drinks and like, or dinner at home and then
I start feel to like get ready. It's better for me to go out as if I do start at dinner, because then that way I'm already out and then it's like a, you know, let's go. We're already out. Let's do it. But if I have to just literally go from my house to a club, that's going to be hard.
That is really hard, especially if you're alone. Mm-hmm. Like the chance of me going alone on that hour out of my house is 0.00%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nowadays. I mean,
like even for me, like when I know there's a salsa place, like if I have to wait until like 1 a.m. to go salsa dancing, and because I normally go by myself because no one else knows how to dance. So
thank you.
Knows how to salsa dance. So that's true. I always, even back in LA, I always went by myself. So for me to have to go at like 1 a.m. to go somewhere, that's going to be hard, even though it's something that I love.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah.
You have to drag yourself out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to do that.
All right.
And yeah, for me, what I dislike, well, I found my type of party, so I cannot say that I dislike that there are so many techno and house parties. I mean, mm-hmm. to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's I find a bit harder here. I mean, I don't eat meat. So after clubbing, I would eat, mostly my order would be like durum. You know what that is, right? Durum, that's like that Turkish wrap. They call it durum. Mm,
it's kind of like a falafel like, type of
yeah.
wrap.
And then with falafel. But falafel, I feel like it's really hard to make that like tasty. And I feel like here, you don't really have Turkish places like anyway, because all the kebab places, they are Indian places.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of falafel that they use there, and maybe it's just the only thing that they can get here, because maybe it's not that popular here. I have no idea, because it's also hard to get in the supermarkets. But the falafel is so dry and so like, I'm used to having like this tasty, smooth, soft falafel. And then I would also sometimes add feta cheese and I would add all these like nice things. And here I feel like the whole after party experience when it comes to food, it's just dry. And
there's not very much variety here for the that I've experienced for food after going out. It's either like kebab, and then most of the kebab places they have pizza too.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like if you're having two of the things, like it's probably not going to be that good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so it's the after hours food is not good.
No here. No, so that's something that I miss, because I'm a hungry person, especially after dancing for hours straight. Because one thing is for sure, if there's my music, I'll dance. And then after that, I really need to eat. And also what I like to eat with my durum falafel is ayran. That's like a Turkish milk / yogurt drink. It's really salty. And it always really helps me to kind of prevent me from being hangover. And also because it's salty, it's just, I don't know. For me, it works really well to kind of digest the alcohol and together with some food. And then next day, I feel okay. And here, in these Indian places, they don't sell it anywhere. I've looked in the supermarkets. I've looked at all the kebab places around. They don't have that type of drink. So I'm wondering if it's even like available here. So if anyone knows about it, ayran, it's with A... Y, is that how you say that?
I have no idea what you just said.
Wait, let me type it. I have a problem with spelling, as we all know. So April's going to spell this for me.
Okay. A-Y-R-A-N.
Oh, of course.
A-N.
Why? I said Y.
I would call it Iran.
Iran.
But that's very American. But it's like Iran.
But anyway, if we can also put a picture in the video.
Okay.
So if anyone knows where I can find this, please let me know.
Are you able to like bring it back from the Netherlands or no? It kind of doesn't. It'll go bad.
How do you call it? I literally can notice that I've been by myself the whole week and I haven't talked to anyone because I feel like my language today is literally not coming out. I don't know if you also noticed it.
No.
Or it was fine. But also with the spelling, I'm like, of course it's a Y. Like,
it's
what
just
the
one
hell?
Word. It's like not a big deal.
No, but it's just like my brain. I don't know. But because it's like a milky kind of thing, mm-hmm. it goes like bad if you take it out of the...
Gotcha.
And also because the top of the packaging, it's that kind of foil. So it will break if you transport it.
Okay.
Unless you put it in these bottles, the aluminium.
Maybe you could put it in the bottle and freeze it.
Exactly. So yeah. I'll bring it in this thermal bag on the plane. Well, that's an option, but yeah, no.
I'm curious to see what it tastes like.
It's just...
I have a feeling I probably won't like it.
I don't know. It's just kind of a mixture. It's in between milk and yogurt. And it's salty.
And it's salty.
Oh, yeah, it's so like it. Good, guys.
I feel like I'm getting sick thinking about it. Okay. No, it's especially with spicy food. I already have like a tolerance with dairy.
Dairy. That was the word I was looking for. I said milk and I was like... What does it say? Yeah. Dairy products, but I couldn't think of the word.
But I would still try it just to see.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe if you try a little bit just to taste, of course. And then you can flush it with some tea or something.
Okay, what's the...
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's my turn. Do you want to go to the next one or do you want to add something more about the likes and dislikes?
Like, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a particular routine before going out? And are there certain items you always bring with you when you go out?
My particular routine is I turn on the music
mm-hmm.
to get in the mood, get in the vibe. And then I just get ready. When it comes to... I normally like already have an idea of what I already want to wear. So I literally just do my makeup and then put my clothes on. I tend to always put on the same jewelry. I'm not a big jewelry person, so I just do like the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe
why can't I say it?
What are you?
Bracelets. Now I can't talk. Look.
I influenced you with my
I'll be just pretty basic and just put like a bracelet on, some earrings and that's it.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's mostly singing and dancing before going
and
out.
And drinking, maybe, or not?
Maybe. Not so much anymore. Back in the day, yeah.
You would be like, wee!
Yeah, but not so much anymore.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No, because everything starts so late. So if you drink too much before...
But also, too, we normally will go to, like, a dinner or something before. Or mm-hmm. go to maybe, like, a bar before. So it's not, like, super late.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, it depends a bit, like, the routine. Yeah. If you stay home, it's different than when you go for dinner with friends. It's a whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you bring with you? Is there like, we didn't touch on that.
I hate purses. Mm. So I hate carrying anything in my hands. I always like
to
be free.
The guy.
Literally. I like to be free. I like my hands free. I like to be like, so it depends on what I'm wearing. But sometimes if I have, like if I'm wearing jeans, I'll just put stuff in my pockets so that I don't have to wear a purse. If I do have to wear a purse, I'll wear like a crossbody.
Oh, yeah.
So that I can still be free. Or if I have a jacket, I'll put the things in my jacket pocket.
That's smart.
But I just bring literally my phone, my keys, and maybe a thing of lipstick.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I bring.
Yeah, well, it's enough. But yeah, I know
my wallet, of yeah. course.
True.
Yeah.
Or like, pay for me, please.
Well, you can pay for everything with your phone now. So
yeah, that's like, true. Boop, boop, boop. That's true. If it's working, if they have network.
Yeah, but you need to have a backup just in case.
I feel the same because mm-hmm. it's Portugal, and yeah, I mean, sometimes yeah. it just doesn't work.
What about for you? What do you bring? Like, what's your routine?
Yeah, I would say for me. Also, of course, the music. You have to get in the mood, mm-hmm. pour yourself a little drink, get ready. If you're at home, like, do your makeup and everything. And I always bring also my lipstick, and I bring my earplugs because
right.
I have very damaged ears because of the years that I worked in the club.
Mm.
So my ears are very sensitive, even with earplugs. I do have the beep in my ear the next day, and it can stay even for multiple days. So that's also why a party has to be worth it for me to show up, because I'm literally physically suffering a bit. So yeah, definitely my earplugs. Mm-hmm. If I don't have my earplugs and someone is like, oh, let's go to a bar and be spontaneous and go out, I'll probably go home before mm-hmm. you would go.
You should always keep your earplugs in your purse then.
Yeah, actually I should. But the problem is with my bags, I have so many. So sometimes it's in the other bag. So now I just keep them in the bag that I usually go take with me when I go out. But also when you go for a dinner, I have a different type of bags than for the night's life. So it's always a bit tricky if I don't know if you I'm going out.
You should have them in each bag.
Yeah, but then they are too expensive to have in each bag.
Maybe you should have like some backup cheap ones.
I have two.
Just to stick in the bags that you normally use the most. So yeah. Like just in case if you forget.
Yeah, that's a smart one because yeah. I have two pairs because, like you said, to have a backup. So I should put them like strategically in the bag. So I always bring my earplugs. What else? Yeah, I always bring a bag. I'm a bag person. Yeah, yeah. I love a good bag. Yeah. It's just, it makes the outfit. So I'm always like, which bag should I take? You know, there's so many options because I have a lot of small bags. That's literally like my thing. And yeah, I think that's about it for the routine. Is there anything you would like to?
No, I'm good with that one. Yeah. Is there, what's your like go-to drink when you go out?
That also depends because in the Netherlands I had a favorite drink. It's vodka with sparkling iced tea.
I think it's hilarious how you said that. It sounds vodka. It's like you didn't say vodka. You said like it's like you said vodka, but it was like without the V. It was like interesting.
Vodka. I don't know. Vodka. How do you say it?
No, you said it right, but I understood what you're saying.
But how
just,
do you say it?
She said it different. It was just. I like the way you said
but
it.
But maybe it's because we write it with like a W and not with a V.
That's right.
So I'm always like, because I know like the official way, I can see it in my head. It's like vodka with like a V. But then still we say vodka. So it's weird to say it with a V.
That's
although
why
I know
it's like
yeah.
That.
Okay. Because I feel like I try to be like in between the V and the W and that never works. But yeah, like vodka, like I said. And then I would have like sparkling iced tea. It's like the best thing ever. But unfortunately in Portugal, it's non-existent. You only have iced tea here without gas. And I feel like the gas really adds to the drink, especially when there's alcohol in it.
Have you ever thought of like getting some iced tea and then just mixing it with like some gas water, some bubbly water?
Yeah, but then still the taste is not that strong because it's if you combine it with sparkling water or something, the taste will...
The sparkling tea, is it sweet? Is it already sweet or no?
Yeah, it's on the sweet side, but they have like a sugar-free option.
Which one did you always get?
I like the sugar-free with lemon. There's even more sugar-free options.
You could literally get you... you guys call it water with gas here in Europe. We call it like club soda or like what? Sparkling water. We call it sparkling water or club soda when we're in the club. We call it vodka soda. But you should get like the sparkling water and then stick like some tea bags in it to make the tea and have it infused in the sparkling water. And then if you wanted to add some sugar to it, and then try that. See what it tastes like.
But do you think you can have tea bags in like cold water? Would it still
I do it all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done it with like room temp water, or you can stick it. It's just going to take longer for it to seep
in. Yeah.
But if you let it sit for a few hours and go back and look at it, it's going to be brown.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I could try, but for everybody who's listening who's ever tried sparkling iced tea, you know that that's... tastes, there's nothing like sparkling iced tea.
I've never had it before.
That's something I can bring from the Netherlands. Yeah. I will do that for sure. I will take the sugar-free option. It's still super good. So that's my go-to drink also in the club. And I remember one time, because all my friends also like it, and there's like this bar in the club that we always go to, where we would order all our drinks, and then after a couple of rounds of us, the whole iced tea was like sold out because everybody drinks it. But yeah, here I needed to find another favorite, so now it's really sad actually, but now it's my go-to drink is a skinny bitch. So it's like vodka with sparkling water. It's a healthy option.
Yeah,
it really is. But
we call that a vodka soda.
We say skinny bitch. It literally is healthy kind of. So I mean, I don't really mind drinking it because I love being healthy, but sometimes I miss my sparkling iced tea, so and just beer. I'm not really a wine drinker, so it's like if there's not a cocktail or like a liquor thingy, I will just go for a beer. How about you?
It depends on the where I'm going,
exactly.
The event, but my go-to is lately here is beer. But when it comes to like a cocktail, I'm like loving espresso martinis here. They make them really good here. So like lately I've just been like, ooh, they have espresso martini. I'm like, I'll take it. I also love dirty martinis, but I don't... Did I try one here once or no? I think it's hard. No, I think they have an issue with trying to make the dirty martinis here.
Why?
Because they don't have like the olive juice.
Oh.
But they have the olives, but they don't have the juice. So I think you have to go to maybe a specific place to get that.
Maybe.
But everybody tends to have the espresso martini.
That's true. But it's really popular.
Yeah. But most of the time it's beer or wine. But like if I'm going to a club, I'm not going to get wine. I'll just drink a beer. Or if I'm going to a club, I'll either do a vodka soda. Or a beer. It's just basic.
Yeah.
But like if I'm going to like a rooftop, I'll get an espresso martini.
Yeah, that's true. If it's like a it's a cocktail place, I would probably go for a Moscow Mule.
Oh yeah, you
it's
do
really
love
my
Moscow
Mules, because it's also a vodka, so
yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be my favorite cocktail. Now I really want to go to a rooftop and have a cocktail with you.
I know, we need to, because we haven't been, I think, since my birthday.
Yeah. It's been half a year while we live here. It's
I know. That's what happens when you live
somewhere.
I'm ashamed
to admit this. Yeah.
You tend to take it for granted.
It is. And also we drank a lot of sangria in the summer, I feel. But I don't know if it's like my go-to clubbing.
No,
really.
They don't have sangria at the club.
That's true. But like, I mean, in a rooftop or something.
It at is, a rooftop, they would, yeah.
But I'm not really a wine drinker. Yeah. So, yeah. If there's another option, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Last one. Do you have any advice for someone who's new in Lisbon and wants to explore nightlife? Where do they really have to go? Is there any specific place you would recommend?
I would say if you're just coming here into Lisbon, like if you just want to start at the basics, go to Barrio Alto. Pink Street. That's the neighborhood where all the bars are. Everybody's going to be out partying in the streets. It'll be a good time. If you have like very specific type of parties that you like to go to, I would suggest doing some research on like Facebook or Instagram. That's how I found all of my salsa dancing groups. So I literally follow all of those groups and they post daily of like what's going on during the week. So I'm like, okay, boom, boom, boom. So yeah. So I would say go to Barrio Alto. I'm probably saying that super wrong.
Barrio Alto.
Barrio Alto.
You struggle with the R, right?
Yeah. Because I like, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I have the Dutch that helps a little bit sometimes in Portuguese.
But yeah, if you have like very specific things that you want to do, I would research it prior to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about for you?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like for the basics, if you're here for the first time and you want to be like in the center, like close to your hotel or Airbnb or whatever, just go to Bairro Alto or go to Pink Street. But yeah, if you're staying here for a bit longer, you will not enjoy that anymore. So you will just, it's like the place that you don't want to go to anymore, yeah, right?
It's
like,
it's a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
And then it.
And a lot of crime also. So be careful. There are a lot of pickpockets there, a lot of drugs also.
They're using,
but also trying to sell you. So it's like not a really comfortable place to be alone, especially not as a woman. As a woman. But I found this page on Instagram. It's called This is Lisbon. And there they share the events that are happening in Lisbon. And it's pretty, what I share is pretty, how do you say, like,
informative?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not only about, like, clubs or, it's just, there's more. It's, like, also about concerts, it's about beach parties.
Okay.
It's about
a mixture.
More type of events, yeah, exactly. So, that's a page that I really like. And I don't know if there's anything more, I have to look it up. We can put it in the screen if we figure out about some pages after this episode. Because I think if you want to go to a specific place, you really need to do some research because it's not that easy to find. So you would definitely need some time because some events, they are not weekly, they're just like once a year or once half a year, so you have to be really lucky to find it on the right day and then that you're also here. So I think we already missed a lot. We missed out on a lot already by just not knowing, and then we figured out afterwards. So you have to be like on top of it, I feel, because there's so much happening
there
in Lisbon.
Is a lot that happens here in Lisbon, a lot.
Yeah, we can't keep up, so.
Yeah, so I mean, that makes it fun.
That's true.
As well, and you know it's always there if you need to. Maybe that's why you tend to get a little, I can tend to get a little comfortable because I'm like, I know it's there when I want, so I'm just like.
Yeah, but it depends a bit on the type of party because, for example, that boat party, we really had to get the tickets beforehand and like really plan it because the boat would just leave if we weren't on time and if we didn't want to go in the end. So
I mean, I would say to close it out, I would say the nightlife here in Lisbon is very vibrant. It's a mixture. There's a lot of different parties that you can go to. You, whatever you're into, you will be able to find it probably here. Some things you might need to research a little more, but there's so much.
Yeah.
So much.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but the place that I discovered in the summer, because I talked about it all the time, so I feel like now I have to also share the name. It's called A Village Underground, and it's close to Alex Factory. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's kind of a more intimate place. It's not that big, and they have parties from 11 to 5. Mostly, and it's just
and they have a really big huge outdoor area.
That's true. Sometimes they also have outdoor thingies. Mm-hmm. And also I found out that they had like these kind of market that they were organizing like during the day. Yeah, so they have more type of events there.
There's so much stuff going on here. It's like we don't even know all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that makes it so much fun.
That's true. And we went there one time on like, not daytime, but it was before going out to a free party. And there was no one.
It was also in August.
That's true.
So it was the one time we had a break.
Yeah.
And then, from the podcast. And they were like, there was no one here.
And there was no one. Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Nightlife in Lisbon. I hope you enjoyed what we shared, and I hope that it can support you if you ever do decide to come to visit or even decide to come live here in Lisbon. Just know that there's a lot to do and you have a good variety to choose from. So,
and next week we will have a guest joining us for another guest episode. So, see you then.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys then. And this is from Lisbon with love.
Bye.
Thanks for spending this time with us
and for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Enjoy.
Anasa. Yeah.
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 Oh my God. Do you hear that on the audio? Are we still good?
Everything look good?
Yeah. 36.
Okay.
But a lot of traffic.
Yeah. We had the noises from the guinea pigs. And
yes. What am I doing? Should I feed them?
No, not now. They're quiet. Let's just finish.
Because I was like, just give you food. All right. Anywhere I've looked in the supermarkets, I've looked at all the kebab places around, they don't have that type of drink. So I'm wondering if it's even like available here. So if anyone knows about it, Ayran, it's with A-Y-Y? Is that how you say that?
I have no idea what you just said.
Wait, let me type it. I have a problem with spelling, as we all know. So April's gonna spell this for me.
Okay. A Y R.
Oh, of course.
A N.
Why? I said I Greek.
I would call it Iran.
Iran.
But that's very American. But it's like Iran.
Iran.
Iran. I don't know.
Iran. 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 But anyway, if we can also put a picture in the video.
Okay.
So if anyone knows where I can find this, please let me know.
And that's going to be it for us.
Yes.
And this
sneak peek?
Oh. Do we know what?
We will have a guest episode next week.
Which one?
I think. You can cut it up.
Okay.
And next week, we will have a guest episode with... Oh, no. Good.
Because I'm a little confused now because of the person canceled. So
yeah, which one? That's true. Okay, just going to keep it like general.